Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm Peter Tugwell, a practicing clinician, and I hold the Canada Research Chair in Health Equity. This is a podcast of the Canadian Collaboration for Immigrant and Refugee Health Guidelines.
Today was a lousy day for Dr. Grant. He arrived at the office in a grumpy mood. His girlfriend is annoyed with him for canceling a date to watch the hockey playoffs. And then, wouldn't you know it, his team lost. He's been trying to put on his game face at work, but he feels irritable as he tries to communicate with Zacharias, a 30-year-old Swahili-speaking refugee who arrived in Canada 3 months ago from Kenya. Zacharias needs a doctor's note to cover the day of work he is missing at a construction site. Despite the translator's help, communication is a bit strained. Zacharias just wants a sick note, and he doesn't understand why Dr. Grant has so many questions. Clearly, Zacharias doesn't want to discuss his symptoms. Dr. Grant tries to get some information about his past, and manages to find out that his wife and 3 children are still in Eritrea. He begins to sympathize with Zacharias, and realizes that he has never had a preventive health examination. Is today a good day to start?
Dr. Kevin Potty is the first author of the evidence review on HIV screening of the Canadian Collaboration for Immigrant and Refugee Health. Dr. Potty, is a good day to start?
Well, along with a series of other preventative interventions, HIV testing comes to mind in this case. And I think it's very, very difficult for a Canadian practitioner to understand the sheer weight of HIV-related stigma on a person coming from a country where people are dying from a disease that a lot of them don't fully understand, and that is carries with it a stigma that will affect both the family and future generations. And I've heard over and over again how someone would rather die than risk being identified as someone with HIV.
And how a doctor can fight with a reticence, this resistance to being engaged in a preventive care like Zachary?
Well, I think this case really highlights the challenge of migration health, because I think sometimes when people migrate, they continue to carry with them a lot of their beliefs from their home country. And some of those beliefs sometimes need to be challenged, because we are quite lucky in Canada to have access to great testing and life-saving treatment. And I think this is something that he may not be aware of.
So just with simple information, that could help in order to give the right message to break these misinterpretations?
Yeah, I think we see in family practice over and over that when there is a relationship between the practitioner and the patient, how prevention becomes an opportunity. And I certainly have seen in my own practice how many people that actually already had an HIV test, through the process of more information, potentially another test, just because they may not even trust the first test, how this can lead to effective integration into treatment and very good outcomes.
Then with this information, should family physicians to screen all the new immigrants and refugees?
Well, there's never been a national recommendation in Canada to screen people for HIV. Our recommendation is unique in that we are recommending for the first time, but we are actually focusing our recommendation on immigrants and refugees that are coming from countries that have a high prevalence of HIV. And I think that this is different. So this is a prevalence of greater than 1%, and we're really talking about Africa and some countries in the Caribbean.
But I thought that new immigrants were screened for HIV before their arrival.
Yes, and that is, we now have, as part of our Canadian immigration examination, an HIV test. However, refugees are exempt from not being excluded because of health issues such as HIV. And so we know that there will be refugees that may come to Canada with HIV, and we also know a lot of them won't necessarily be presenting themselves for treatment, because they're going to be carrying with them the memory of the stigma from their home country. And I think there's a real opportunity for the family practitioner to actually to bring this new evidence and new opportunity as to people from countries that are continue to face a lot of the stigma from HIV.
So the screening is an opportunity to fight all this stigma?
Well, I think the screening is like a first step. It's a step of going through a process together with a Canadian practitioner that's going to be linked to effective treatment. And I think that there's a need for trust that the treatment will be there, a need for trust that the treatment will be effective. And so I think that these things are powerful forces that will allow someone to develop a new belief, and a belief that HIV is not necessarily something that comes from witch doctors or from other forces, but something that can be simply treated. And in Canada, we're lucky to have those treatments.
Dr. Potti, thank you for your time.
Thanks.
There are three key points to remember regarding HIV in immigrant and refugee patients. Number one, immigrants and refugees from countries where HIV is prevalent, over 1%, are vulnerable owing to high HIV prevalence in their home country and high levels of HIV-related stigma. Stigma and discrimination related to HIV are associated with avoidance of or delays in seeking HIV testing, delays in disclosure of seropositive status to partners and practitioners, and postponement or rejection of treatment. Number three, the effects of HIV-related stigma are magnified among socially vulnerable minority groups. Providing information on HIV testing options and effectiveness of treatment can improve the likelihood of testing and acceptance of care. This is a podcast of the Canadian Collaboration for Immigrant and Refugee Health, produced in cooperation with the Canadian Medical Association Journal and the Cochrane Equity Methods Group.